Mute everyone as well. Just keep background noise to a minimum. So some people might be arriving as we still do this beginning piece. But yeah, hello. Welcome to everyone. Welcome to this free webinar on Symbols from the Depths, focusing on dreams. That's our topic we're going to be dwelling around. For those of you who know me, you know what I'm going to do next. I'm going to lead us in a bit of arriving. For those of you who knew everything I do, I just begin with a bit of arriving in us in this moment, in our bodies, in our present moment. I'll guide us in that. Just take a couple of minutes, and it's yeah, really a way of greeting ourselves, a way of acknowledging how we are right now, not trying to change ourselves or make ourselves feel calm or different. You might feel that, but it's more about yeah, like I say, a greeting, a welcoming of how you are right now. That it's really embodies the attitude of what we're looking at, of focusing. So all you need to do is be comfortable as you can. And feel free to have your camera on or off. It's the whole call, really. That's easy from my point of view. But yeah, if you want to close your eyes, you can. If you want to keep them open, that's fine. But just, yeah, just begin to let your awareness sort of settle or arrive, let's say, in your present moment. You might notice just that whatever you're sitting on, whatever you're supported by, just really letting your body rest into that. Sometimes we forget to sort of let go and be supported. And then from there, maybe noticing the rest of your body, or maybe your skin, your clothes, your sort of posture, the whole space your body takes up. Noticing too that inner landscape of your body. By that I mean the physical qualities inside, the breath and the chest, the belly. But more than that, just a kind of sense of how you are right now. Who is it to be here? Maybe there are feelings that are present, things you're carrying from your day or issues you're holding, or physical discomfort. Maybe your thoughts are really busy. So, whoever you are is welcome. You don't have to be a special way to show up here. Acknowledging just how it is to be alive right now for you. So, give that another half minute just being quiet with yourself. And then, yeah, letting that come to a close. If your eyes have been closed, opening them or moving your hands, just arms, feet, taking in each other as well. It's a big welcome to those who've just arrived. So I'll just introduce myself. My name is Peter Gill. I'm a focusing teacher primarily, although I do work in other realms as well, nature connection and sometimes grief work and history of working meditation and trauma. But my main thing now is focusing, and I'll tell you what that is in a minute. And really it's, yeah, and tonight our topic is around focusing and dreams, around how those two processes interact. And I'm also glad to welcome Beth. Beth Forrester, you might want to wave. Beth's sister will be assisting me on my dreams course, and she also works with dreams and is will be joining my training program this year too. And yeah, we'll be doing a demo later today, later tonight. So yeah, I'll be the basically the plan for today is just to say a little bit about how these topics interact, a few tips about working with dreams in a focusing way that you can hopefully carry into your life. And you'll get to see a demonstration of working with a dream in a focusing way, just a short one. And then there'll be time for questions. And yeah, that'll be our time. So it's a very short dip into the topic, really. It's a big, well, in a way, it's a big topic. Or because it's, well, dreams are so varied and vast. But it's also quite, there's a simplicity to it, which I hope will come across. Yeah. So I want to share something about a dream to begin with, a sort of story of a dream that led me to focusing, in a way, as an example of how powerful dreams can be. So I came across focusing in 2003, in the autumn of 2003. I was on a Buddhist retreat at the time, and my mum had died 6 months previous, and I was in a sort of process of deep grief around that. And one of the teachers on the meditation retreat said, "Oh, have you heard of focusing?" I went, "No." And he said, "Oh, it's about listening to the body." And that's pretty much all he said. And I was like, "Oh, okay." And I went to bed that evening, had this big dream, and the dream was about this cave in the earth that was lit by this kind of reflected moonlight. And it was this like sacred ceremony that was happening beneath ground, and it was very moving. And it was, yeah, I guess some kind of grieving space that I entered into, or called me, if you like. But I woke from that dream with the word focusing like ringing around my mind like a bell, like, and I knew I just had to learn it. And I went to the teacher the next day and I said, "Where's that book? I need the book. I need the book on focusing." And he gave me the book, and as soon as I read the book, I thought, right, this has been the missing piece. This has been what I've needed for. Been missing for a decade, and yeah, and from there anyway, I just carried on, and I knew I wanted to teach it, and here I am, whatever it is, 13 or more, 15 years later. But I like that it started with a dream, really, or in a way, a dream interacting with a kind of insight. So there's something even in those words, you know, like the body knew when someone said, "Oh, it's about listening to the body." Something in me woke up. So I want to hear who's new to focusing here. Just put your sort of wave or something. I'm curious who, anyone, fun people, one or two. Great. And it's fine. I just want to say a little bit about it, just to kind of give it some context in this realm of dreams. So yeah, you could sort of simply say focusing is about listening to the wisdom of the body. But what do we mean by body? So that's a curious question that people come back to again and again in focusing. But the body really isn't just the physical body. Let's say that we have our physical body and the bones and the muscles and the nervous system and the fascia and the digestion and all of that, which is incredible in itself. But there is a lot to listen to in that. In a way, that's already quite a thing to begin to pay attention to our physical body. But the body in focusing is much more than that. It's like everything that isn't our thoughts, you could say. Normally, we've come to live in this time and in a very sort of thinky, cognitive, left-brained kind of way. Like it's our dominant way of moving through the world is through that. And it, you know, there's a good reason for that, and it has its place. But it's like the tip of the iceberg, really, in terms of what we know. We only know a little bit up here, and we've got all this kind of knowing that, if you like, lives in the body, not necessarily in a very literal sense. Some people call it, you could call it intuition, you could call it gut knowing. You know, focusing crosses into that way of thinking too. So yeah, for the body in focusing encompasses the whole self, even our ecological self or our collective self, not just your personal self. And this is, we'll see this more in dreams as well. So then the practice of focusing if it is, in a way, you know, a practice of listening to what your body knows. Now you can do that in a formal way on your own or in a partnership commonly, but it's, in a way, it's a way of listening the whole time. And for anyone who doesn't know it, what comes very often, not always though. What comes is though is our symbols. Our body speaks. One of our body's natural languages is symbols. So we might pay attention to what we're feeling in our body, and the way we do, you might feel it physically, but then it'd be like, oh, it's like a stone in my chest, or well, it's like a the roots of a tree in my feet or something, or it's like a dry, arid landscape. You know, we might be describing a situation in our life, and we get metaphors or symbols arise from our body. It's a very very ancient natural language. So the body offers us symbols, not always and not in every focusing session, but yeah, that's one of the ways it's kind of language. It speaks and we listen, and that's one of the ways it speaks. Yeah, does that make sense so far? Yeah, and of course that's focusing isn't the only way that might happen very naturally for some people anyway. People just, you know, we just get symbols. We might think or feel in that way very naturally. If you're an artist or a creative, that would, a writer, poet, you'd be very familiar with that. So focusing, yeah, is this kind of we invite our body to show us what it's feeling about a situation, and we might get symbols, and that can work quite smoothly, but often it's not always so easy. You know, it's yeah, not so clear. But what I love about dreams, and this is where dreams come in, is dreams offer you symbols straight away. Like if you remember a dream, you've got a symbol, you've got a felt sense, to use that language from focusing. You've already been offered something. You don't have to go and find it or ask for it. Every night, your body offers you a symbol or many symbols. So it's like free focusing in certain sort of way. It's like, wow, it just offers you the stories, these kind of vivid stories about your life every night, if or even if you don't remember them, it's doing it every night. So I love this sense of, in a way, not even having to kind of, like sometimes in focusing practice, yeah, we nothing much might come. We might have to wait a long time. But with dreams, it's like immediately there's a symbol to work with, and immediately that's a doorway into something bigger. Yeah. So a dream, you know, a dream is a story about our life, some aspect of our life. Those could be big stories, like the whole arc of our life, but it could be just a story about one particular piece of our life, or stories about you and life around you, not just your life. This is the other piece of that I'll come back to. I just want to share an image that describes this. Where am I? I often use this to describe focusing, this image, but I'll just put it. Where is it on share screen? Boom. Everyone see that? The iceberg? So yeah, and if you like, we live up here a lot of the time. If you can see my cursor, the top of the iceberg, just it's our conscious mind, our waking mind, and all this mass of knowing underneath that we might access through focusing, but we certainly access through dreams. All of that knowledge is kind of stored beneath the surface of unconscious of consciousness. So this sort of boundary of conscious and unconscious, that's what we're approaching and focusing. And in dreams, you know, in a way, that's what's speaking very directly to us. You can see the kind of difference in size. There's this tiny little piece on top. And I mean, in fact, it could even be bigger than this, probably. This bottom would be huger than this in real life, in our inner world. So my sense is on over the many years of 15 years of focusing, and not just with myself, with other people in groups and teaching one-to-one, that it comes from the same place. That focusing and dreams come from the same place. I wouldn't say they're exactly the same process, but they're sort of somehow sourced in the same bigger place. So yeah, I want to pause there and just check if there's any questions. If you want to do want to ask a question, that's fine. You can ask it in the chat or speak, but you might need to raise your hand because I've got more than one screen's worth of people on my so I may not see you if you just do this. So do put the electronic hand up. So, yeah, anything anyone want to ask so far about focusing or about anything I've said? Okay, good. So yeah, I want to share some tips about how to work with dreams in a focusing way. Maybe I'll start by saying, I don't know if you've, I think everyone's probably had this experience. You've woken up and you've dreamt something. You can remember it. You can remember the story of the dream, and you might even tell someone, a partner or a friend, or and it makes completely no sense at all. And you're like, why would I even dream that? It's like seems random, or it seems meaningless, or it seems might be vivid, but you don't know what it is. And even the more you think about it, it doesn't get any clearer. And I did, I did this not with every dream, but for quite a long time until I discovered focusing, and then I realized there is a different way of working with dreams, and it's by doing it from a focusing space, by doing it from the inside. We drop back into the body and we tell the story of the dream, because that's where it came from. So if we just tell it from our mind, from our memory, from our cognitive, it may be something might happen. I'm not saying it won't, but what I've discovered is that it's almost like I have to think back to the source of where the dream came from and tell it from there. And that's and so it's, so the key really is sort of paying attention to the body as we're telling the dream, or as we're exploring aspects of the dream, constantly referring back to that, to what's felt and what our body feels is true about it, rather than any analysis or trying to think it through. It's we sort of feel it through, which is very much how focusing works. So yeah, so just some couple of general tips. So one would be, yeah, anyway, don't try and analyze it. Sounds a bit counterintuitive. Don't if you have a dream to work with, resist the temptation to just kind of go into some analytical process or with it, and remember, all right, it comes from the body. That's where I need to feel it from. And you might have different ways of doing this, but yeah, finding some way of telling it from the body, as if it's completely mysterious to you. Like, so even letting go of the things we might think we mean, it means, and all the things we know about ourselves. For me, dreams need to be approached in a way of like someone's given you this kind of mysterious symbol, a gift, and we, our job is to kind of listen rather than try and work it out. Our job is to listen to it. Which, yeah, do you feel the difference between like listening, working something out is completely different from listening. Because in a way, something might get worked out from listening, but we have this way of, it's like we've been, it's humbling even to be in that process of listening. And here's the other tip: the more you listen, the more they speak. So I bet some people here on this call are like, well, I don't dream much, or I don't remember my dreams, or even should I come to the course, I don't remember my dreams. I'm like, well, you'd be surprised. Some people come to the course and as soon as you start paying attention, they're like, they perk up. They're like, oh, somebody's listening to me, and they start to get more alive. They speak back to you. They're waiting for you. And if you don't listen, I mean, what happens when someone you don't get listened to? You tend to give up. So dreams do get more recede further. That's my experience. If you don't pay attention, if you pay attention, yeah, they listen. They get stronger. They get more vivid. They speak back to you. So yeah, if you don't currently feel like you have a lot of dreams, remember that if the more you listen and the more you pay attention, the more they do speak to you. Yes. So that's note. Yeah. Don't try and work it out. The more you listen, the more they speak. And the last thing I have to say is also bear in mind that dreams might not be about your personal life, just your personal life. Sometimes we approach them with a very narrow sort of, this is a story about my individual history and my, but actually a dream is a portal, I think, to a bigger system. So and in many cultures, dreaming was seen as not, as dreams weren't seen as things that belong to the individual, they belong to the community or the land. That there's not just us dreaming, it's kind of life dreaming, it's through us. So I like that perspective, to hold that in dreams, that it may not be just about our story, our individual story, it might be about our bigger story, and how we live that in our bodies. And Jenlyn, who's the developer focusing, would very much agree with this. We We're not just these little individual units that have no effect on each other. We're living in this bigger system of family and community and earth and ecology and more than that, spirit, you could say. So all of that can speak through us. So those are some general tips around working with dreams. I just want, there's a message here. I just want to check on that. Do you see the difference between one of those complete event dreams and when I wake up, my mind is still rambling around the day's happenings? I'm not sure I get the question. Maybe you could speak or ask me. This is Haja. Is Haja here? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, please. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, sometimes you wake up and you seem to have been almost working through a film
Yes.
inside, which is so symbolic, and then you work on it however you do. And but then often, particularly when there's a lot going on, you sort of, when you wake up, you're still within a something that's looking at things going on. You might be running around, or it's just like the day's events are still impacting.
Sure, yes,
So
yeah.
I'm just wondering whether you're looking at both of those sorts of things, or you're looking at the bigger symbolic dream.
Yeah, I mean, from my point of view, we don't have to decide what a dream is about at all before we explore it. I mean, and it might seem like, oh, this is just a dream about, I don't know, the day I had or some really everyday anxiety that I've got. It might seem very obvious, but I mean, you'd be surprised what comes, you know, because even in the everyday, there can be a lot of meaning.
So just looking back, I mean, just you wake up and you realize blah 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 has been going on in your mind, but it you don't know what was happening before, as it were, but you then you could work into that in whatever way you're suggesting, rather than thinking that wasn't a dream, that was just whatever it is.
Yeah, I just take the dream that it came for a reason and we remembered it for a reason. So whether we think it's mundane and boring or not about anything important or not isn't irrelevant in a way. It's funny. It's like it's.
So what's been going on while you're asleep is what you're looking at.
Sorry, that was sorry.
Thank you. That's what I'm
Generally.
trying to get at.
So I get it. I suppose so. I mean, yeah, primarily. I mean, it could be when you're napping in a day. Some people dream in that way too. But yeah, but when you're asleep, definitely. Now I'm
Thank
with
you.
you. Thank you. Sorry, yeah, I get it. Paloma, you had a question.
Yeah, thanks. I don't know if you've just sort of half answered it already. I'm one of those people who never remembers dreams. I know we all dream, but I usually wake up without anything, except when more recently I've been on medication, and now I'm getting sort of almost fever dreams. And I wonder whether is that worth trying to think about, because they're stimulated by medication.
Sure. I mean, it's worth a try, isn't it? I mean, this something's more alive, isn't it? If they're symbols, they're symbol. If they're, I believe the symbols come from that place, whether they're more enhanced because of the medication or some other ill. Sometimes it might be illness, or they're still. Yeah, it's certainly worth exploring, I would say. If there's something there to grasp, you know. Then we then. Then it's worth exploring, definitely. I look at, sometimes you remember the feeling, not the dream itself. Yeah, the feeling can be found. Yeah, definitely. I mean, that is often a place to start in focusing, if you or with working with dreams. So you might just have what we could call a felt sense of the dream. We wake up and a feeling of, I just feel like I've been searching all night or something, or a feeling of separation, or feeling even. I mean, even that's too defined. We just have a murky feeling in our body of, I dreamt something. You could focus with that, and now that one could open up. You could even re-remember the dream from that place. I've definitely have, like, it starts to come back to you because you go back to where it came from. So there's definitely enough of a place to start with. You can even work with a fragment of a dream, just like one image. Yeah, I remember this bird. You know, there's a bird in a dream, and that's all you remember. Well, tell us about the bird. You know, what was it like? What comes when you speak? Start to speak about it. And we're doing that in a focusing sort of context. So yeah, you can work with surprisingly little and get a lot from it. Yeah, the chicken one at a time. So yeah, I want to share three tips of working with, not more general tips, more specific questions you can ask with working with a dream, if you have a dream or if you have a fragment to remember. And then we're going to do a demo and explore a bit more of it. So I'm going to put these in the chat actually. So if you have a dream, maybe a sort of protocol could be, find a place to rest, be supported in your body. Do what we did at the beginning of this call, really embody, feel what's there in your body, take a time to rest and sense your body from the inside. And then work from here. I mean, essentially, it works really well with someone else, as we'll see in a minute. Yeah, I mean, you can do this in your own way, but yeah, let your eyes be closed, allow yourself to sort of enter a little bit more of an embodied space. And then remember, you don't necessarily have to work through the dream in a narrative way. So the first question you could do is kind of what calls for attention? So not what does it mean or what's it telling me? What calls for attention in a dream? That's a nice question. What calls for attention? It could be any aspect of the dream comes. It's a great way of sifting. Like what's most important? It could be a bit of the story. Oh, I remember trying to get a ticket home and I couldn't get a ticket home, or there was a character and the character was menacing, or it was, oh, my friend was right next to me, and yeah, no, and so just does one piece. What calls for attention? It's a great way to start. It's sort of allowing it to speak its message, something like that. But if you're feeling a bit more brave, I'll say brave, but take the most. Has it gone? Take the most mysterious and troubling part of the dream and describe that and see what comes. So these are the parts of dreams you might dismiss. Oh, I don't know why I dream that. It doesn't make any sense. Or even a scary part of a dream. It's funny, we might feel it to be scary when we wake up, but in the dream it might be different. And certainly my experience of working in this way is it's the surprise that can come when we turn towards a difficult part of the dream. Really, it's something in us crying out for attention, and the only way it can do that is by telling us in sort of technicolor, everything up to 11. Like that's the only way it can speak. It speaks in these big symbols, that feel like they're wild and vast sometimes. But yeah, that's the only way it knows how. The best way it can put this story is showing you it like this. So I kind of trust that the communication is important, even if it's troubling and difficult. So that might be one way of going right in. What's the most troubling part? I'll explain. I had a dream 2 nights ago. Give you an example of this. And the dream was I was going to go to prison. I was like, whoa, like I woke up and thought, wow, what is that about? And I was going to go to prison for 7 days. Very specific. That was already giving me a clue, like, wow. And I was getting in a dream, I was getting ready for prison. Like sort of getting myself, psyching myself up, like, what's it going to be like? Maybe I'll get beaten up, or just kind of, a bit worried, but, kind of getting ready. There was more to it than that. But that was the simple thing was I was gonna go to prison for 7 days. And I woke up thinking, what is that about? Like I have no idea. There's nothing I can think of at all match that. And then I sort of went like 7 days. That's very specific, isn't it? And I just dropped in this next question, which I'll share with you. I'm sure I'll tell you in a minute. Like, what in my life is like that? What in my life is like prison? Or what in my life? What 7 days? And immediately I remembered. Oh, right, the day before I was planning. Or we were together with my wife. We were planning for her to go away for 7 days. and I'll be here on my own with my son for 7 days. I thought, and it, boom, my body went, yes, that's what it's about. Like, and I thought, whoa, that's amazing. Like, and the image for it was being in prison. That sounds, I don't feel like it's like that, but it was, in some ways it is a bit like that. I won't tell you all the reasons why, but it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor for how that feels to some part of me. You know, I can't get out a lot when I'm with my son, for example. You know, we are inside. For that 7 days, I'll probably be inside 90% of the time, for example. So there's a kind of way in which that symbolizes. But I thought that was, like, it's a very vivid symbol, isn't it? Prison. You know, you might think, oh my God, I've done something bad, or I've been arrested, or nothing. Like, there's always sort of everyday. But it really, yeah, it's a beautiful image that describes something about how that situation felt to me. So yeah, the last question, so I had to put in number three: what in my life feels like that, or what in my life, yeah, what my life is like that. So put in the chat. Because the widest question works well is because it is about your life. The dream is some way about your life. We don't know what it is yet. Why my life is like that? Why my life is like trying to get home after a party but never finding the right bus ticket? You know, what is it? What is my, all my life is like a journey across a lake? And very often something comes, the body speaks back. So those are three questions or three inquiries we can take in. And there's lots more. We'll look at this on the course. But I just want to pause with that right now as well and just check any wonderings, any questions. Yeah, someone. Someone asked, "Could you say a few words about how the felt sense relates to conventional notions of unconscious?" Well, all I could give you is a quote. It's quite a big topic. My quote would be, in fact, I'll put it in my handout. What Eugene Gendlin says about focusing. He says, "A felt sense forms at the border zone between conscious and unconscious." So a felt sense forms at the border zone of conscious and unconscious. So in that iceberg image, that's where the kind of that boundary, you know, that's where a felt sense forms. You know, yeah, there's a lot of, I wouldn't be able to speak to, you know, I mean, there's a lot of meanings around even the term unconscious. I'm not even that familiar with. I can really speak to, and apart from the common meaning we have of it, you know, something below the surface of consciousness. So a felt sense is a way into that. It rooted in that discern. Yeah. So, anything more? I would just want to make one note about dream dictionaries, which is basically ignore them. That's not to say we don't share symbols between us. You know, we live in the same world, and there's oceans in that world, and rivers, and forests, and people, and situations, and there's a lot of resonance with that. But the only way of interpreting a dream is with your own body. There's no one else can interpret it for you. I mean, it can help you, it can support you. A book certainly can't interpret it for you. It might point the way, it might resonate with you, but it just, because it says an ocean means whatever. Unconscious, or the ocean means a journey, or they might not mean that to you. You have to, your body knows what it means. So dream dictionaries are, yeah, that's not the realm we're heading into at all. Your body has its own knowing of what it means. That's why it gave it to you. Yeah, one more question, then we'll do a demo. Can a dream be about someone else? Yeah, I had a dream about abandoning a family member. I realize this could be about abandoning myself or being abandoned. Or can it actually be about abandoning a family member? Yeah, I think it could be all three at once. So, just to confuse issue. Dreams can hold multiple levels of meaning. And so we can, but we enter it with this sense of, oh, I wonder what it's about. And then, and we let the body, let it resonate in the body. We let it, we even test, you know, you could even test this out in a focusing way. Like, is this about me being abandoned? Or is it about me abandon this person? Or is it about, and even in that inquiry, you know, focusing where you'd get a sense in the body, a yes or a no, or maybe, or there'd be something would live as you spoke about it. So yeah, it could be about all three. That's been my experience. It is about, there are metaphors, and it's also about our life too. They kind of intersect. So yeah, thank you. I'd love to do a little demo with working with a dream. It's a slightly odd situation, because in the sense of it's on public, normally you wouldn't do a dream exploration like this, and it's also quite short. You know, we're going to dip into a dream for like 10, 12 minutes. But I just thought it might be interesting, and an experiment just to see, for you to see, what's it like to work with a dream in a focusing way. So I just want to check with Beth that you're still okay to bring something.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah,
Okay,
thank you.
great.
But,
Can I? I'll just. I wonder how we do this. Normally, I. Yeah. Well, what I'll do is, I feel free to put the view how you want to do it. You can have. You could have. I'm not sure you might. I've got people on the gallery view, but you might want to just have the speaker speaking in turn to switch it to the other view if you need to. I'm just going to make sure everyone else is muted. Okay, so we're just going to, yeah. Beth is familiar with working with dreams, and she offered to bring a bit of a dream. So we're going to explore it, say, for about 10, 12 minutes. I'll let you know a couple of minutes before the end. Yeah. Let's see what happens. I mean, this is a great thing about dreams. We don't know where we'll go. So anything you want to, well, but you'll share a little about the dream. Anything else you want to say at this point before you even share that piece?
No, that's lovely, Peter. It's lovely to hear you talk about dreams in this focusing way. I love this way. But like you say, we never know what's in there. So
Yeah.
would you like me to just quickly say the dream, or do you want me to go in and focus and describe the dream immediately from inside, or
Yeah,
how
I mean,
would you like me to do it?
Either is fine. What would feel right? Do you want to say it before, or say it kind of from the inside?
I'll quickly say it's only a little. This is a dream that I have done a little bit of work with, but it jumped out today when I was looking for one. I thought, which one? And so I've got this one. So quickly, what's happening? I'm sat in a dark hall behind some sort of archways. It's a little table, and then through the archways, it's lighter, and there's a lot more tables. And I'm taken by the hands by quite a big man who takes me through these arches, and he sits me down and he holds both my hands in his hands, and he says to me, let me just read what he says. I don't know if it's very fun, and in my dreaming habitual self, I don't like that, and I bite him really hard and try and pull my hand away from him, and I do, and I go back behind into this dark place. So what I wanted to maybe focus on is just the layout of that, the shape
Okay.
of the building,
Yeah.
the light. And just ask in about that a little bit.
Great. Thank you. Can I just, before we do that, just pause there, just because just to say, yeah, you can choose one aspect of a dream to work with. I'm just going to explain. I'm going to not do any more explaining after this. But yeah, you could be like character or a place or story. Or so, yeah, Beth chosen something about the kind of place, really, and how that is. Is that, yeah. So, yeah.
There's various stuff I've had a little go at with in the rest of the dream, but there's the fabric of the dream, like the stone,
Yeah.
the stuff that's made of. Yeah, and I'd
Great.
like
Great.
to
Yeah.
focus on that today.
Yeah, so and you'll be lead, I guess, lead yourself in and say a little bit about what you notice as you're doing the process, and I'll just be listening, and I might
Okay.
offer reflections and a little bit of a maybe an inquiry or one or two, but yeah, off you go, take your time to arrive.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So yeah, I'm in the darker side of this place, this dreamscape. And I'm aware of these shapes in front of me, and there's a real, it's funny, it's like that felt sense area in the iceberg. It feels like there's a real two different places, and there's a sensation of where they change. It's I'm just going to feel into that and see.
Yeah. Something important about that. Like a transition into space. Yeah.
Quite a heavy, I have a heavy feeling in this darker space. It's almost like there's a metal table in there, and it's got this metallic almost taste in this side of the space. It's like a yeah, it's like a sourness in there, like a And as I say that, I can feel a you know, like a spike of emotion from that, like a recognition of, like, that's quite sad. That feels quite sad to me. There's a
Yeah. So there's this sort of sour metallic quality, and then what comes with that, like, is some sort of sadness in that space.
And there's also anxiety again in the same place in my chest, and a need to take a breath as I look to the past these arches, as I experiment with what's in there.
Yeah.
It's not where I am. I can feel my heart's beating more.
Yeah. Some kind of anxiousness as you look into that space.
Yeah, and the kind of phenomenon or whatever of the dream is that it's lighter, it looks warm. You know, it looks friendly in there. It's big. There's lots of tables. There's people chatting and eating. And again, that breath, like, there's something troubling to me about that.
Yeah. Yeah, for you, and there's something kind of troubling about that space.
I'm feeling the arch shape, looking up into these stone arches. It's like a temple or a church or a kind of, you know, it's a very beautiful shape. It's a very soft shape. There's a mixture of, like, it's very inviting, but there's also this sad fear as well. That's in the same feeling. It's all in the same, in those arches.
Yeah. So even like in those arches, it's sort of, it's inviting, but it's also like fear or sadness.
I'm actually turning around now in the image and looking into the dark, small space. And I'm in the big, warm, bright room now with my back to the people.
Okay.
Yeah, I can feel I'm sort of holding my breath.
Yeah. Something comes there as you sense it from within that light space, looking back into the dark space. Yeah. Take your time.
Is that 2 minutes, did you say, Peter?
No, just to take your time, just to sense that. Yeah. I'll let you know when we've got a couple of minutes.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm just trying to feel what happens when I kind of experience that shifting through that arch, you know?
Like it has some kind of quality to it or something, that arch.
And I can feel like heat on my back from the brightly lit room.
Yeah.
And it's warm in there. It's
yeah.
It's got a real sense of the fabric of that building and the different flavours of that. Like the floor that I'm stood on is wooden but shiny, you know, like you could hear feet on it, you could hear shoes on it if you were walking on it. And I can feel like shiny shoes. It's quite this like a more elegant place.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm getting that from the materials, you know,
the material is
polished.
Like something about the materials speaks to you. Polished wood. And we've got a couple of minutes. Just
Thanks, yeah. Peter. I'm aware more of the contrast of the dark space where I was living the dream from is it's like got this really impoverished quality about it when I'm looking back in.
Yeah.
It's like small and cramped and sharp, and it's not got this sort of generous shapes in it. I can feel it as very small and sort of cramped up now that I'm looking back in.
Yeah, like it's impoverished and cramped, and it's a completely different kind of space. Yeah, something about that.
And cold, that metal table, the material is very cold in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to come out now, and I have this feeling to leave my hand on the arch as I come,
Yeah,
put
great.
My hand on the sort of warm stone of that arch.
Yes, yeah. Is that okay to place to pause? Thanks so
thanks
much.
Peter.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. And would it be okay to talk a little bit about that process right now? Normally we wouldn't, you know, this is a demo, we wouldn't necessarily do that. But yeah, because it's kind of a sacred moment, isn't it? Focusing is not necessarily want to analyze it afterwards, but it'd be nice to say a little bit about it. And then I might open up for a couple of questions as well. Because Beth's familiar with focusing, so in a way that might be, or just to say that, you know, like, so familiar with a kind of way of being and working with experience that, if you could say, is more embodied, and it might not be so easy for others to take a dream in that way. And so just to say that, and I suppose what I wanted to say was, you know, there's nothing accidental in dreams, I don't think. Like, why would it be a wooden floor? Like, why would a dream maker go make that up if it wasn't somehow important? I mean, that's my sense of dreams anyway.
Absolutely, mine
so
as well.
when we remember a detail, it's the detail isn't insignificant. like my dream, 7 days. Why 7 days? Oh, well, it's obvious when I got to it, but it's completely, I didn't understand it until I took it inside. So yeah, the fabric of the building, the person in the story, the way the story unfolds, the character, the object, like none of it's randomly thrown out there. That's not how dreams work. So I think there's something amazing actually about that, that there's a designer that can bring these symbols, use these symbols to sort of speak to us about our life. Anyway, that reminded me, that's why, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, of that. Anything you want to say before we just open for questions, Beth, at
Me?
all? Yeah.
No.
Okay, okay.
I'm quite comfortable talking about that though, if anyone
Not
wants
sure.
to.
Yeah, and yeah, quick question about that process. I mean, it was just a little dip into it, really, wasn't there? There's avenues you could have explored in
I mean,
that,
I
but that one.
ignored the main drama of the dream, which is I bite the guy and
Yeah.
that would have taken more time, but the fabric
Sure.
feeds into my understanding.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
I thought that was worth bringing, just the fabric of that dream.
Definitely, yeah, that's great. I appreciate that. Yeah. The story of the dream is a whole other piece, isn't it? And the way that unfolded. And I'm curious if what in your life is like that? Like there's two spaces, and maybe you know already, maybe you don't, but that's what I'd be like, I'll be wondering in a kind of in a very curious way, like, oh wow, what's like that? Or what situation in your life is like that?
Well, I can think of many, like you said before, there's lots of layers that could work on, but the most
Yeah.
obvious one is a kind of habitual scarcity kind of
Right.
mindset that I struggle with. And
Right.
this distrust of something that might be trying to help me from, this guy. I,
Right.
in my, in my dream, I felt he was aggressing me. Actually, he had one of my hands in both his hands. He
Yeah,
was
right.
holding me very tenderly, actually, and my
Yeah.
reaction was to bite him and to slap him and remove myself into this cold, metallic, horrible,
Yeah,
So
well.
yeah, it's not
So you
lost
would.
on me.
Yeah, there we go. You already have a sense of it. Wow, amazing. Yeah. So yeah, a couple of yeah, room for a couple of questions about is there anything I've said about dreams? Yeah. If they're alive. Put them in chat or just speak them. I want to, yeah, thanks.
Oh, a couple of people say thank you. Yeah,
Yeah, great.
well,
Yeah,
it was a
thanks.
pleasure.
Lovely, thanks. I want to say something that happens on the course. I've taught the dreams course a few times now, maybe 4 or 5 times, and there's a sense that emerges quite quickly actually on the course of basically being in the presence of something very profound, profoundly wise. You know, 'cause we're inviting dreams. We might think they don't mean anything and they're just ramblings of our mind, and but whoa, you know, like that completely disappears very quickly, and we, you know, like we do in focusing, we open up to a much deeper wisdom, you know, that isn't ours in a way. We are participating in it and we draw from it and can listen to it, but it isn't ours. And there's something very profound about that, and just sort of somehow, I know I can't quite put it into words, but yeah, like being in the presence of profound wisdom. That's what happens on the course, and I love that. I'm really excited about it. So I'm going to say a little bit about it. So yeah, the course starts in 2 weeks. This time, so it's 7 o'clock on Thursday evenings. So it's a 6 week course. We have the same group for 6 weeks, probably about 10 of us or something like that. And yeah, and we'll be doing focusing each week. So you have to know focusing practice to come along to course. I'll say more about that in a minute. And it will be demonstrations, there'll be input, I'll be sharing some videos. So enough input to give you some new tools to work with dreams in a focusing way, but very much an experiential course. It's about, yeah, doing what we did today, but for longer and more, like taking dreams but in a focusing way. And it's very rich territory to dwell in. So that starts on the 25th. Now if you don't know focusing, I do have a day intro that you could jump in on the 21st. So it's pretty quick. Quite a deep dive in, but it would work because in a way I think you don't need to know a lot of focusing to work with dreams. This act of just going into the body and feeling it brings a huge difference. So yeah, on the 21st, which is a Sunday, it's like a day retreat, where we'd be learning focusing together. So in case you don't know and you want to kind of dive in and you're like, I want to work with dreams, know that that day is coming up as well. Yeah, and I might, if you know, if you've missed a boat on that, that's okay. You can come back to the course another time. But even taking these questions in that I did today, and also want to recommend, and I'll send some links around this, Jen Lynn's book, Let Your Body Interpret Your Dreams. And there's a great person I just came across recently called Leslie Ellis. She's in the focusing world and she works with dreams. So yeah, there are people who are working out there with dreams and focusing in a focusing way. There's resources about that, which I will share. But yeah, maybe that's all I need to say right now. Yeah, any questions, get back to me. You'll get this course will be record, this seminar will be shared with you later if you want to listen in again, just as an audio. And I think you can just reply to my Zoom invitation if you want to speak to me directly and ask me questions about the course. If not, you'll hear from me anyway, so that you can just reply that way. Apart from that, yeah, thanks for showing up. Appreciate you listening and giving some time tonight to explore this world. Yeah, and yeah, invite dreams. It's something to go away with. Please ask your dreams to come, because they will. If they're not coming yet, they will. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.